Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. And hey, there's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup. He's fixing to go 5 hours flawless there. Radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Of course, Wolchuk and Shia follower here. You got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through The Fan. Welcome in, gentlemen. How we doing?
Excellent, sir. Thank you.
It's a good look for you. There with the gray vest and the pink button-up shirt.
It pops, dude.
Every once in a while, I just throw out I got to switch up the LSU gear. I was just going to maybe ask you guys, should I just double down on LSU gear since we're going to be in New Orleans next week?
Yes.
Probably.
That'd just be a normal week of attire. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Just dress normally.
You're not really having to change course.
All right. I'll just make sure that I go even more over the top LSU stuff.
You don't really need to bring the cowboy gear. You could probably leave that at home. But definitely bring the Super Bowl ring.
I will wear the Super Bowl ring. The cowboy gear. I'll only wear the cowboy gear when it gets really, really cold.
The question is, when you introduce yourself to people out there in New Orleans, how quickly will you let them know that you're a Super Bowl champion?
That's the question. No,
you don't even have to if you just kind of flaunt the...
Well,
you
say,
just,
well, thanks.
You start wiping the mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I mean, I think he leads with, I used to scout with the Packers, and if they bite, then it goes to Super Bowl within 5 minutes.
I'll tell you what, Dawson, the last time I scouted with the Packers, the Cowboys were playing in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So
maybe we need to get you back up there.
It might be the good old days. It might be the point now, though. Like, boy, that was a long time ago, Brian.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. I mean, we are officially old. He's 31.
31. I feel a little bit old, but I'll tell you what, Broaddus, that pink, I think it's his color.
It is.
100% is your color. That's the one seed for Easter Sunday this year.
Your lady just picked this out for you. She comboed this thing up for you. You do it yourself.
No, man. This is the poncho. I like the poncho brand with the snap with the buttons.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I like that. I like that look. So, yeah, it's. I'm old, man. I can wear what I want. Come on, man.
Oh, you're dressing fantastic. Dress probably the best on the show.
That's why we don't mess up about that thong underwear you find very comfortable.
I mean, you prove that day in and day out, you know?
I try my best, man. I do look like I work at Blockbuster Video at times. You know that.
No, you look like Killer out of Harlem right now, buddy.
Killer?
Yeah, like one of the diplomats out of Harlem. Killer! You need a pink cell phone, pink Range Rover.
That's styling right there.
I appreciate that, Lucius. Killer.
Maybe you're getting that pyramid makeup selling group, you know, with their pink Cadillacs.
Yeah. Oh. Mary Kay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. They drive around. Pink Cadillac would be cool.
Some of those guys are killing it.
What's saying about the old pink Cadillac?
Is that skin so soft, Mary Kay?
Oh, man, you're going to get me on
skin so soft, man. It had us looking shiny during the summer. And they told us it keeps the mosquitoes away.
Is that Avon?
Avon.
Is it Avon?
Yeah, let me turn my mic off.
I don't know. It might be, Lucius. Might be.
Well, we got a big hockey story here, guys. I think it deserves top billing. What a win. That was nice. And a history-making performance from Wyatt Johnston there. We'll get to that in a second. But Miro Heiskanen leaving the game after taking a hit to the knee from Mark Stone. Maybe he got tripped. I don't know if it was a dirty play.
Dirty play. 100%.
We're hoping for the best news here.
Mark Stone.
They're not practicing today, so we're not going to get an update. But you know, sometimes you get some bend in there, and it's not a traumatic injury. You know, I don't know. I was looking on Twitter, and a couple of Twitter, you know, like hockey doctors were like, no, it's an isolated MCL injury, and this isn't going to be. But, man, that looked bad. You know, if they came back and said, yep, out for the year, I'd be like, well, that's what that injury looked like, you know, to be honest. Yeah. So right now we're waiting till tomorrow when they'll reconvene, or maybe we'll get an insider report or something. But I guess there's no confirmation, you know, because the doctors can really go over there and be like, oh, yeah, torn ACL, we'll confirm it with an MRI. But they can do like a little test with how stable your knee is. And I guess if we haven't heard that yet, that would be cool. I mean, but it did look like best case scenario, you're probably going to be without Miro for a couple of games, a couple of weeks. We'll check.
Yeah, it's a huge loss. And to me, I mean, I know that they slow-mo'd it. You can get a look. Rupe, his stick might have clipped the skate of Mark Stone, but there was a delay in the reaction to me.
He lunged.
He dives at his knee. I thought it was clearly a dirty play. I think there needs to be a suspension from the National Hockey League. And Mark Stone was already getting the boo birds last year during the playoff series because he's the one that sits out and now allows the Knights to go ahead and maneuver the salary cap. Then he comes back for the playoffs. Maybe the Stars can benefit from Sagan, but he had a legitimate injury. This was a dirty play from Stone.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
He deserves to be reprimanded by the league for this.
And
this
he had
disgusting.
That S-eating grin as well when they were cutting back to him. After the fact,
I'd never dive headfirst into a guy, was his quote after the game. That's exactly what you did.
Not again, maybe.
If you could see that video replay and still smile, you know, I think you're a dirty player.
He's dirty.
I don't know. I guess, you know, people that know him kind of vouch for him and say, oh, no, he's a good guy and all this. But I think sometimes you get in a moment and you're like, man, I'm going to play right on that edge. I'm going to be intimidating. And then the next thing you know, you Tony Stewart somebody on accident, you know? Trying to send a message that you're not the one to mess with.
A good reference.
You know, you
cross the line a little bit.
You just Tony Stewart him.
You know what I'm talking about, Brian.
Just when you said it, I went, and I'm not laughing at the situation.
You'd get off the track.
Like a dope sick Dave moment when he sounded off and
gas the back end of the car so it slides into the guy. Is that what you're saying?
You know, sometimes you need to be a little bit more aware. And I think Mark Stone, at the very least, should have had a 5-minute major last night. But I like what Wolchuk's doing now, talking about a suspension.
Yeah, he needs a suspension. This can't be happening. You can't be having dirty play, especially one of the league's best players in Miro.
Yeah.
Star's best player. He just took him out. And if it's something where he's out a month, the punishment should be even more severe. So he's got to miss games, you miss games, Mark Stone.
Oh, so there you go. So this. As long as if the guy's out for a month, you're out for a month.
You're responsible for that injury. Well, you taking a dive. I don't care what the hell you say.
I like this.
I'll endorse it.
Yep,
okay, Wyatt Johnson did have the hat trick 3 in a row. Yeah, I think that's called a natural hat trick for Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Became the league's 8th player on record to score a shorthanded tally and an overtime winner in a hat trick performance. I'm surprised it's even happened that many times, but Wyatt's been on fire. Vegas was up 3-1, and then he went to work. So so they're doing some good things now. I think they're 4th in the conference, obviously 2nd in the division. Going to be tough to chase down to Winnipeg, but I think they're just a couple of points short of Vegas now, and they're going to host Vancouver on Friday, Brian.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's amazing, though, the way that this is a very resilient team and the way that they play night in, night out. You could see the toughness. You could see the skill. You could see the youth. I mean, this Jim Neal staff, you know, when what they've done, they've built an exceptional team. And it looks like a team that, as it gets in the playoffs, that it doesn't really have any type of real weakness to it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you got to have. It's, you know, those, as we all know, we've seen runs through playoffs. You just got to have a team that goes out there every other night and gets it done. And this team's surely looking like that type of group.
Well, we're blessed to have some great front offices here in DFW. We really are with our sports teams. You know, the Stars, the Mavs, and the Rangers, they really set the standard.
They're really crushing it.
Mavericks are 12-30. They're at 12-35 New Orleans tonight. Maybe the Pelicans do have the Mavs number a little bit, though. Mm-hmm. Not only did they win a week or two ago, but they've won 3 out of the last 5. Najee Marshall has missed the last 4 games with an illness, but he's been upgraded to questionable. Zion in his last 4, averaging 26-10 in 27 minutes of action, shooting 52% from the floor. Zion has been dominant.
It's not good for the Mavs. I was looking at a stat with you before the show, Gavin, but the Mavs are like 27th when it comes to defense against power forwards, and they're basically averaging, giving up as much points as Zion is averaging, roughly 24 a game. So he's probably going to feast tonight. If you want to get your prize picks plays, on Zion points, probably do that one.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you feel like you should win, but you don't like the matchup. And, you know, I do like watching Zion play one way or another. It's going to be entertaining. Herb Jones is out for the Pelicans still, so is Brandon Ingram. So they're compromised as well, and they're not very good. Okay, the Cowboys did sign Will McClay to a multi-year extension. You know, I would like to say, as far as front offices go, I think Will McClay is one of the best at what he does, but he's not the architect with the vision. You know, he executes a lot of things really well. I like how he's brought in continuity to this job for 10 years after the Sharif Floyd, Travis Frederick, sort of blow up internally there that they had back in the 2013 or 2014 draft. He stepped in and has done a heck of a job at bridging the gap between the front office, the coaches, and the players, getting everybody on the same page. And all in all, executing some really good drafts. You know, so I like that Will McClay is locked in here to a multi-year extension. Didn't quite have the interest that he's had the last couple of years because the last couple of drafts haven't been great. But I believe they'll, you know, get back on the right page here and start having some big wins.
I kind of wonder if some teams are now starting to cool on him because he's turned down opportunities before, that they feel like that, well, he's just going to he's just going to say no and keep working with Jerry and Steven and, you know, in the family. And I hope that's not the case for him. I hope that he gets the opportunity to go and run his own organization, pick his own coach, you know, draft his own, you know, his own team, build it that way. I think he's a very, very talented guy. And what he's really, really good at is, we've heard the line, the people person. He is a very good people person. He is able to, when the scouts are mad at the Joneses and the Joneses are mad at the coaches and the coaches are mad at the scouts, Will's really good at navigating all that and making sure that everybody there's going to be guys are going to be upset and pissed off. And Will does a good job of making sure that they get everybody back on track after all that, after everybody's into their feelings.
You know, one theory that I've just kind of had, because I know that we've seen more fans lately because the Cowboys haven't had maybe the instant reward on their drafts here. I wonder, when you listen to Will McClay talk and how much they marry what does your coach want, what did the coaching staff want, the communication, you know, that's not something that Mike McCarthy really did in Green Bay. So now you're asking a coach that like wasn't involved with the draft process. That's something that the Cowboys really value, right? We want to make sure we're on the same page. We're getting you players that our coaches are looking for, the type of the style in which they play. And I don't know that Mike and Will, that partnership really worked. And I think that that's what you're seeing in maybe some failed draft classes or some draft classes that didn't get the return on investment as maybe some of the previous ones have. And maybe that's why you're hearing him being very excited to talk about Shoddy, because some guys are good evaluators and some aren't. And maybe Brian Schottenheimer, one thing that he could be is a good evaluator.
Yeah, his dad, Marty, did a really nice job with the teams that he had over the years. I think the thing with Will, you know, he grew a relationship with Dan Quinn. You know, he was very close to Dan Quinn because Dan Quinn was very much a roll up your sleeves, get out on the road and evaluate guy. And, you know, they missed some Dan. Those Kentucky kids they drafted were awful.
Joseph and Bahana.
Yeah, they were awful players. And, you know, it didn't work out for them. Those, you know, that's a second round pick that didn't work. You're going to have some of those. But, I mean, it's important. If you can work with your coach and staff, you don't always have to agree with them, but just don't mess up the draft because all we're doing is listening to the coaches. You know, that screws up a draft more than anything. And maybe Will along the way has learned that, hey, I need to kind of know who can scout and who can't scout. Now, I will say this, though. Will McClay stood up there in a video. We've seen it all in the war room when he fought for Mozzie Smith. You know, we saw him, you know, and sometimes you have to go out there and do that. And he's had a sure misses, but he's had a lot of hits along the way, too. But I agree with you, Wolchek. I think he's excited about working with Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, you know, when it comes to him getting his big opportunity to be a GM, I just hope it's here, you know, because he's earned it. He showed a tremendous amount of loyalty. And, you know, maybe if the organization sees fit, I think they could do well by just turning the operation over to him and seeing where he would take everything from the jocks to the socks.
Yeah, the thing that he got to do and experience was the interview process that they went through this time around. So that's something that, doesn't always happen. And so good for him to get that. And maybe it's a path that we're going to see something in the future with some of the things that some of the changes they've talked about.
I think it'll make real progress when they're like, here, Will, you do it.
Oh, no.
We'll watch.
Yeah. We could be heading to that direction here in the coming years.
Hey, we got Mike McCarthy not going to coach the Saints.
Yeah,
it really concludes that storyline. You do have to wonder what kind of a situation is going on with New Orleans, as three different candidates have.
Usually you'll take your name out of the job
When you know there's
there's a guy in there. It sounds like it's a Kellen Moore.
Yeah, between Kellen or Kafka, those are the final two, but it does sound like Kellen.
Yeah. That just insult to injury there for McCarthy. Yeah. Not only is it not you, it's Kellen
Moore.
The
guy you didn't like.
Ouch. I do think Mike will get another job. You know, I think veteran coach has had success and somewhat recent success. I don't think he's one of those people you think is washed up. I mean, hell, if Pete Carroll got back in, I could easily see it for Mike.
You know he's going to grind. I mean, he's in the barn right now not watching film.
Yeah.
He's in the barn, just in the barn, not watching film. I'll tell you what the thing it sounds like he needs to do a better job of, though, is it's very clear that Brian Schottenheimer talked about being a people person. Maybe he needs to look in the mirror and become a little bit better people person.
Okay.
I think some things let him down over there with his demeanor, attitude, way he handled things. Yeah, that's something he needs to work on.
Let me get you 16 seconds on soccer. A local kid comes home, Dallas Trinity FC, signing a U.S. Women's National Team prospect midfielder, Lexi Misimo. Grew up in Southlake, played at UT, all SEC, and they play down there at the Cotton Bowl at Fair Park, and I've been to a couple of games. It's a good time, so congrats to everybody in that family and to the player as well. A great collegiate career so far. Looking forward to what she can do with the red, white, and blue. It's time now, G-Bag Nation, for the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. But what's the dumbest way you ever got hurt? Speaking of local greats. We'll get you an update on a story as the Pebble Beach gets set to roll. That's coming up next year, G-Back Nation, the fan. All right, welcome back. Scotty Scheffler has spoken, explained the hand injury that kept him out of some winter tournaments. And it begs the question, what's the weirdest injury you've ever had? Or maybe dumbest injury you've ever had? Listening to this one. He is returning at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. My dumbest, I got lucky that it wasn't a high cliff that I jumped off of, but about 15 feet into water that was only a foot deep. So I broke my ankle that day. Easily the dumbest injury I've ever had.
You knew the depths of the water?
Didn't know how deep it was.
I thought
I was on one side of the rock that goes into like really deep water, and I was on the other side of the rock.
Wouldn't even consider that dumb. Just unfortunate.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Scotty Scheffler said, I had my hand on the top of a wine glass and broke it. He said, I've heard nothing but horror stories. They were making pasta, Brian, and they needed a way to cut it into like perfect circles. So you're kind of like using a wine glass upside down like it's a cookie cutter, essentially.
Yeah.
He says it broke, and the stem kind of got me in the hand. So he says it could have been a lot worse. I actually talked to somebody who did the exact same thing, and the stem went straight through their hand.
Yeah.
It's one of those deals where immediately after it happened, I was mad at myself because I was like, gosh, that's so stupid. But you just don't think about it when you're in the moment. Sounds like maybe, you know, he'd been drinking some of that wine, but
yeah, a couple bottles.
Apparently wine glass accidents are a big deal. Big deal to look out for.
I could see that. I could absolutely see that. You get a little bit loosey goosey with things when you're dealing with glass. I mean, that's why they say at the pool, no bottles, no beer bottles. It's a cans only environment.
Very thin glass too. And he's right about those stems on those wine glasses. They snap pretty easily.
Yeah. I had like a similar glass that holds my NA beer on my nightstand. It probably sat there after I drank about 90% of it for 4 days, and I kept looking at it thinking, I'm going to knock that down, and then that water's going to be on the floor, and I'm going to have to clean it up. And I was thinking, I really got to get around to taking that to the kitchen. Well, sure enough, 2 nights ago, comes off the nightstand and hits the computer battery charger perfectly. Bang! Shatters in a million pieces. Stepped on another piece this morning.
Oof, yeah.
Dodged injury, though. Got good. A flat spot. That was very similar to a wine glass. Type of situation.
Glass breaking is always a nightmare.
Yeah.
They're the little shards. It's crazy how fine those things can get. And then you're like, wow, I got to move everything. I got to shake everything out. I need a vacuum here.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
Some of these texts coming in are good, guys. 817, I was taking an avocado seed out with a knife, put it right through my opposite hand holding the avocado. Straight through. Could you imagine?
It's an avocado.
That's awful.
You go from pitting an avocado to you have a knife sticking through your hand, Brian, like you're in a kung fu movie.
So did he?
That's a really bad deal. I cut my fingers all the time, but to stab through.
I'm curious. He went vertical with it?
Yeah, probably. Well, maybe sideways. You're trying to get in there like this.
The way you're taught to do it is you take the avocado flat.
Clearly, this guy wasn't taught how to do it.
He skipped avocado cutting class.
But you take the knife and you pop it down into the avocado.
Is that right?
And just turn.
Man, that's all you had to do.
Yeah.
The old pop and turn.
Yeah, just
learn the hard way.
Yep.
Pop, turn.
Not use the end of the knife. Use the middle of the knife to just pop right in there and then turn it and pull the pit out.
Pull the pit out.
469, shot myself in the foot with a blowgun to see if it would stick. Yup, it did. Abby, when she was about 6 years old, we were power washing the porch, and she decided to see
if it could go through her.
See what it would feel like on her foot.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's ripping skin.
It started tearing up skin like it was grease on the patio.
I had a finger slippage into. I still got the scar from it on the tip of my finger from slipping into a power washer deal, and immediate your skin just goes flying off. Yeah. So doing it to the foot would be a disaster.
Cut the thumb in half trying to slice an apple when I was a kiddo. Thought that'd be fun, like do the whole apple dipped in honey like we would do for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year.
Sure.
So I'm trying to slice it myself, and boom, I cut it directly in half. And this thing, to this day, they never sewed it back on properly. Looks pretty wonky.
Really?
Yeah.
So it does look bad.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's really gross.
Did you need a full-on surgery for that or just stitched up the
deal? Just stitched it up. They probably should have done a surgery because the stitching looks,
you got full functionality in there, though?
I have no feeling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow. So you severed the nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is significant.
Yeah, I've had the ice slipping stuff in the driveway, tailbone. Leg gets pulled back a little bit. That was a couple winters ago. That was a struggle.
Yeah. I bounced on a football.
Was there video of that?
Unfortunately, I didn't have the security cams because that would have been a fun one to watch. That hurts so bad. It was miserable. Right there in the driveway trying to get into the car just to go warm it up.
Yeah.
And that one hurt. And then the other one that I think I actually still have some damage in the knee because of. I never really got it looked at, but it hurt for a while. It was a night out on West 7th. And we got a big group of us in college, and there was a girl that was a touch porky. Shouldn't have been having the confidence to just willy-nilly jump on somebody's back
in
a given moment.
Oh, no.
And so she goes for the piggyback ride, and I'm like, okay. And then there's a curb situation, and we go tumbling to the ground.
No.
This is at like 1
Avis
in the morning.
Parking lot, huh?
yeah, right off the curb.
She was trying to stake her claim to the chief.
Her ankle and my knee. I was like, dude, this is a bad situation.
Oh, no.
And I know it still hurts because of that.
That's tough.
In the 70s when I was growing up, they used to have these popcorn makers that you pour the oil in it in the bottom and then you pour the kernels in there.
Yeah, we had one of those.
And then you turn it over and then the popcorn comes down into the holder, right? Well, I tilted it and the hot oil went all down my leg.
Oh, no.
Like hot, just a drizzle of popcorn.
Dude.
Like, and just, the most pain I ever had was the stone.
The bunion.
The stone.
Kidney stone.
Kidney stone.
Yeah.
But this popcorn thing was the second most because just a stream of hot oil just went down my leg, down my whole
high pitched screams.
From kneecap all the way down to the top of my foot.
Burn your skin up pretty good?
Pretty bad.
Massive scarring. Did you grow hair there?
It was pretty bad for a while, but it's gotten better.
You'd think he poured it on his head.
Seriously, it was that was as painful a thing I've ever gone through there.
I can imagine.
Being dumb.
Yeah, it sounds horrifying.
Turning it over.
Did you pass the kidney stone just at the toilet, or did they have to go in there and take that out?
No, I went to the hospital. Matter of fact, I was getting ready for a show. I was getting ready for going over to work at with DallasCowboys.com. And got up and it was in the shower and I literally bent over. I couldn't move. And I told mom and she got me to the hospital and I sat there in pain. I mean, literal pain until they put the medication in me. And then the pain started wearing off and I was still waiting and it was getting worse. And finally it went away. Like I was able to get it out of me is what I did, but it was most painful.
You peed it out.
Peed it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Most painful thing.
I thought the peeing out was a very painful experience I've heard.
Did it look like a little mini stone?
You couldn't see it. It's so microscopic.
Oh, okay.
But they said, and then I got home and I was fine. But man, it was, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Okay, G-Bag of the Day, in just a second. Those are great stories, guys. I want to get to this, what I think is the champ on text. Maybe you guys saw a better one. Dumbest way I injured myself in college after going Century Club, which is a shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes. Did a trust fall off the second story balcony with three buddies on the ground to catch me, and it didn't work out.
Missed.
dislocated wrist requiring surgery with three pins to secure it in place. That's R-Dub in Argyle.
R-Dub.
Love you, R-Dub. Champ.
Incredible, yeah, dude.
I mean, that sounds life-threatening right there.
No. That's why you had to give up drinking. It makes all the sense in the world, R-Dub.
We got a lot of finger slicers. I'm not alone here.
Wow, this is really good stuff, guys, on the text. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag.
My man Broder said, I got a pocket full of stones. Got a pocket full of stones.
That hurt, man.
So how do you get those? Like drinking a lot of sodas and stuff like that?
Well, it's seafood.
Seafood.
It's an acid. Acid it gets in you, yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's like after a crawfish boil or stuff like that.
You got gout and kidney stones and seafood.
I got it all.
King's disease.
It's a badge of honor.
Yeah. The dumbest way I ever got hurt, I went fishing with somebody who does not like to take the fish off the hook. So I had to take the fish off the hook.
Lure got in the hand, huh?
Lure got all the way through my finger.
Yeah.
It was a triple barb joint. Oh. It was a spinner bait.
Spinner.
So I got this goofy looking thing hanging from my finger as I go into the emergency room, and everybody else has like regular injuries, burns. I've been in a car accident. You know, my dad kicked my behind, that type of thing. And I'm sitting there with like a lure hanging from my finger. Yeah, just looking ridiculous.
You got caught.
Yeah, all because he didn't want to take his darn fish off. Man, you caught that fish, man. Take it off that hook, bro.
Lucius, I saw one time a guy put one through his finger, and they cut the end of the barb.
Yeah.
They cut it to make it just straight.
Yep.
And they pulled it right out.
They slide it right back out. Yeah, that's what happened.
If you ever get that, if it ever goes through, just cut the end of the hook off and then pull it straight through.
Yeah, we didn't have that type of equipment. I was a little bit younger at that time.
Side of his face.
Oh, wow.
Guy went back. We're in a boat. Back in a boat. And he was reaching down to get something, and the lure caught the side of his face.
We're not cool anymore.
I've seen a casting fail like that before.
Yeah,
we're absolutely donezo.
Yeah.
All right, this is day two right here for Mr. Pacey Chef Eric. Yeah. He called into the RJ and Choppy show to vent about the Cowboys' new coaching hire. Shout out to Pacey Chef Eric. He is a Tolo here at the Fan, and he reminds me of my days in Maryland where they say two and few.
You finally turned on the show, or you just decided to call in?
Yo, I turned on the show. I decided to call in. No dump button needed.
All right.
I'm ready to go up to the star and just stage a coup, bro. Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I called my mom. And she was like, it'll be okay to get better. And I'm like, yeah, you the same lady that told me my dad's coming to pick me up. And I ain't seen him or a Super Bowl since.
That was good.
Yo, listen, fam. Saturday morning I got up and I was like emotional. I'm so tired, like, and the rest of the fan base. And he gets on there and he just lies and lies, and him and his son. And it's like, I feel betrayed, bro. Like, I know Oxnard is a ghost town. I hope he sees it because he's not hearing it. I hope nobody goes. And I love you guys, and I want you to have as much content as possible. And I want it to be I hope nobody's there. I hope his heart is broken. I hope they realize what they're doing to this fan base. I've been defending this team in different countries and different states. You know, I'm from the DMV area. Imagine going out as a kid and got to defend guys in starter jackets and commanders jerseys.
I'm not used to that accent being a Cowboys fan, you know?
Nah. I think about him, and I think about Genuine, who is from Washington, D.C., but a real diehard Cowboy fan.
It's crazy. I'd love to see it.
It's weird, man. I don't understand.
He had a tough choice.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's like people, I know a guy that was born in Arlington, Texas, and he roots for San Antonio Spurs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Shout out to Bryson. I don't understand you, dog.
Yeah.
I don't understand you, but I love you, bro.
Those Spurs fans hurt.
I just don't understand it. All right, let's go. This is your man's right here, Mr. Gavin Dawson.
Yep.
Pete Carroll introductory press conference.
Yep.
He's a new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
We have a great following in the Raider Nation, and they've done amazing. They've made an amazing statement. globally. And I'm so proud to be part of that and recognizing that we get to represent our following. And here in Las Vegas, to do it in this setting right here, where people can't wait to come see us, they can't wait to see what we're all about, wherever our fans come from, we do want to fill our stadium up with our guys. I know that we have a good draw for people from out of town. There you go.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Mark, settle down a little bit.
Marshawn Lynch.
Nice.
Nice.
Did you see afterwards, Lucius, he caught Pete in the hallway and jumped on his back, and Pete goes, "That was you?" He goes, "Yeah, coach, it was me." Yeah. He's like, "Oh, man, I love it, yeah."
Jumped on his back like old girl did. She follow?
Exactly. Yeah, but Pete was able to withstand it, yeah.
Pete's got the strength.
Yeah.
Did you call old girl Porky?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
It was the first adjective that came to my mind. I was hoping nobody would really sink into that. It was just like, it wasn't a featherweight, you know?
Okay.
Walking around with piggyback confidence.
Okay.
Some of those bigger girls think they're smaller in their own mind.
Okay, y'all need to chill.
They're wearing those midriff shirts.
Right.
They're jumping on guys' backs thinking it's cool.
I saw another girl do it.
Okay.
We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. You know?
Okay.
That's a warning. Let me load up.
What we not going to do? You know, my first crush is Miss Piggy, bro. What we not going to do is disrespect my type. What we not going to do.
Back up.
Yeah, back up. All right. So the cops were called on this neighbor being loud. Cop didn't realize he was getting involved with a neighborly beef. So he just backed all the way out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, North Charleston Police.
Can I help you?
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment.
I'm sorry.
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Gonna come to the door and talk to us at all?
No. You should really tell my neighbors that they're lucky that I don't call the cops on them every time they yell and scream like animals.
Okay, we're done with this. Shut up and have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
All right. My burger's in the car getting cold dealing with you.
Yeah. I know where this one's going.
Yeah, pretty good read on that one.
Experience tells me it's time to roll.
And last one right here, AI is out of control. I feel like I'm playing way too much AI nowadays.
It's incredible.
It is out of control.
Oversaturated.
Brian, yeah, almost there. Yeah, especially bad AI.
The bad ones are they stand out.
The bad AI. When the good ones can fly. Mm-hmm. There's this AI where you can have a conversation with a celebrity. Like, hey, I want to talk to Ice Cube. Yeah. And you can have a whole conversation with what it sounds like Ice Cube. We and they responded back to you.
We use it to talk to Santa. It's pretty cool.
Oh, come on. Yeah. We need to talk to coaches who are no longer here and ask them about how they feel about Jerry Jones and stuff.
Oh, have to say.
I like it.
Shoot, I think I cleaned this up. I'm not even sure. We're going to find out.
I am Brian Schottenheimer, and I'm what you get when you order a head coach on Wish. I am the Temu of NFL coaches. I'm ready to do my part here and be the scapegoat when things inevitably crash and burn. A lot of Cowboys fans wanted Deion Sanders as the head coach, but I'm just as good. If Deion is the NBA, then I'm like that new women's basketball league that looks like it's being played during COVID.
Damn.
I can't wait to see what kind of game plan Jerry comes up with. Jerry's been sitting here giving me backhanded compliments this whole press conference. But that's why I'm the Cowboys head coach. I keep my mouth shut and just let Jerry roast my ass. Steven Smartest Hooker is really good at managing the cap. We've been using her methods for years, and it's my job to keep it that way. Just like I played second fiddle as a backup to Danny Werfel, I'm ready to play second fiddle to Jerry. Actually, I think I'm more like the fifth fiddle behind Jerry's Asian masseuse and all his illegitimate children in Waco.
Is it AI Schottenheimer? Is it cop backing out of a neighborly beef? Is it Pete Carroll introduced in Las Vegas with the assistance of Marshawn Lynch? Or is it pastry chef Eric?
A bladder full of stones. All right, I'm at. Sorry.
Man, it's tough. I'll go with Pete Carroll.
Bladder full of stones is crazy.
Chief.
254, you are
wild.
Give
me the cop.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the cop, too.
Wilcher?
I'll take pastry chef Eric.
Brian?
Eric.
It's tied at 2. Jump on to at GBag Nation's Twitter account. We'll create a little bit of an Insta poll here. It'll transpire over the next 5 minutes. Get on and vote, and we'll tally up the votes, announce the winner on the other side. And on the other side, we have, are you buying or selling these bold Super Bowl predictions? That's next year in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. Man, some of these texts continue to come in of the dumbest way you've injured yourself. 469 nearly killed myself when I had a circular saw get away from me, and it embedded in my bicep. Yeah, I've never messed with a circular saw. You know, there's one in my garage that a buddy left like 2 years ago. And the other weekend, Abby asked me to cut some board for some she had going on in her closet. And I was looking at the circular saw. I got out the extension cord. I got out those little, what do they call them, horses? The little things that you lay down to put. I couldn't do it. I ended up grabbing a handsaw and giving myself the workout of a lifetime over going with the circular saw because it intimidates me, you know? And I'm not afraid. You guys know I'm not afraid.
Did you at least have the base for the handsaw where you can like lay it certain ways you can get the angles? Or are you like really holding something and working?
Oh, no. It had that base thing where you would slide, you know. But I didn't do it. You know, I could not bring myself to do it because I have no experience with that damn saw, you know. And you know, I'm a big fan of the chainsaw.
You are.
You know, I'm a big fan of power tools around the yards and stuff like that. But
when you cleared out that whole area in that backyard of yours.
Yeah. No, my buddy's friend or my buddy's dad, when we were growing up, he had one of those circular saw things drop onto his upper thigh area into that crucial artery. Oh, almost died.
My God.
He almost he's got to be on the lookout with those things. Gosh,
dude. You know? Yeah.
That's terrible.
You got to be built different to really able to handle that.
Salute to those guys who are doing like a 40 or 50 year career, you know, whipping those things out and going to work, precise cuts. They got their measurements right and, you know, not hurting themselves.
I can imagine like if a nail gun, like you seen those guys in the roofers and stuff like that, they hit all those things. I could just see one of those going right into my foot.
Absolutely.
Something like that, you know, stepping, you're thinking, and then. Just goes.
Well, how many times do you just try to basically like I'm going to hammer in a nail? And you just you smack your finger or something.
Yeah.
Okay, man. I'm sorry. We're going to get to this Super Bowl content here in 2 seconds. 16 years old. 918 says I was 16. Me and my friend played Russian roulette with a 357.
Jeez.
We both went once. I went second. We're both alive.
Oh,
Woo.
God.
Oh, alive, man.
You actually played Russian roulette.
Oh my God.
That's unbelievable. Crazy.
Shout out to Tulsa.
He went second.
I wonder what they were boozing on.
Oh, my Woo. Gosh.
682, how can Gavin own guns, but you're scared of a circular saw? Well, I didn't grow up like my dad wasn't handing me a circular saw. You know, I grew
it's
up.
A different beast.
We got BB guns. We got pellet guns. We were shooting the buddy's guns. Like, it was a slow progression. You know, I didn't have a toy circular saw at 8 years old that I could sort of, you know, gradually get into. So it's just, you know, I guess you guys are going to get me missing a limb here or something if you keep taunting me. Okay, we got bold predictions here for the Super Bowl. Jordan DeJani, CBSSports.com. You buying or selling these? Saquon Barkley rushes for 200. That'd be something.
That's pretty bold. And with his ability to take a 60-yarder in the blink of an eye, I mean, it doesn't take... It's not out of this world to consider that he could actually do that.
Yeah, Chiefs' run defense isn't... elite, is it? It's just really good.
No, I mean the Bills ran on them pretty well
in the second half, in particular. First half, I felt like they were bottling them up nicely, but they're not like super dominant. But everything about the Chiefs just gets better when it matters.
Yeah, like Spags, that's going to be priority number one. And they flipped that switch. You know, like in the fourth quarter, there was one of the sideline reports where hey, he's getting everybody together, and he's like, guys, we got to stop the run. Like, if you want to win this game, you've got to stop the run. So I think it's going to be all about how can we contain Barkley and Hurts with his legs. So I'm gonna fart on that one. I'm gonna say no, he doesn't get to 200.
Yeah,
might get 199.
Oh yeah, no, I would definitely not be betting. That would happen.
I need good odds.
Sell that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of metrics you need to keep in mind on this one, though, is that Barkley's had 11 runs of 20 miles per hour. He's had three of those, 11 during the season. But also the Chiefs are one of the best tackling teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, their percentage is like they only miss like 8.6 of their tackles.
Yeah, they're sound.
So they rally,
they fly to the ball.
Exactly. That's the one thing to keep somebody from gaining a lot of yards, just don't let them get started. And the Chiefs are good at doing that.
Next bold prediction, Zach Bond, Eagles Ed, registers a sack, a forced fumble, and an interception. I would probably need 50-1 odds to bet on all of those things happening, but it speaks to how great he is and how important he leaves as a free agent.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah, I hope they are not able to bring him back. He's been outstanding this year, but that would be an all-time defensive performance in a Super Bowl.
I mean, he is definitely having himself a time here in these postseason. Xavier Worthy wins Super Bowl MVP, 742 yards from scrimmage, 9 touchdowns, 17 games, got 11 passes for $130 and a touchdown in 2 postseason games. Become the first rookie in history to win it after picking up 150 scrimmage yards, 2 touchdowns. Xavier Worthy, a buying or selling that? What kind of odds would you need on that? That sounds like about a 40-1er. Or so.
Yeah,
it's awful bold.
Has Mahomes won the MVP for all these? Every time the Chiefs win, he's the MVP, right?
I think he has. I think it was the running back Damien Williams. I thought maybe should have gotten it the first time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I do think it went to Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. It'll be fun to see. Like, Mecole Hardman has been a guy that has had some big moments in some of these games.
Juju.
Juju Smith-Schuster in the last game.
The Super Bowl with the Eagles.
With the Chiefs, it is interesting, like, who could be that guy? Because they just have a bunch of just, like, sort of solid dudes. Nobody's unbelievable. It used to be Kelsey, and he can always channel that. But they kind of spread the wealth pretty nicely.
I mean, if I had to pick someone other than Mahomes, I'd go with Pacheco.
I mean, if you want to be...
I mean, it seemed like they were running Kareem Hunt versus the Bills, using him more than Pacheco. Kareem Hunt, like, getting a couple short yardage touchdowns, not out of the question.
So Worthy would be my guy.
How about a dark horse guy? If you want a defender, throw Chris Jones in there.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? If all of a sudden Saquon Barkley gets no yards or doesn't have a great game...
Bolton.
I mean, this might be one of those... We haven't seen one since, what, Chuck Howley back way back in the... And that was on a losing team, but...
That was anyway, crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller, 2015.
I'm sorry. You're right. But we've seen it.
But it's super rare.
Super rare. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Does Barkley score twice? Ask the 817. I would say there's chances are good of that.
Is that
you
a
know?
Betting thing?
That's
is
not
that a betting
bold.
Odd right there? I think that's a betting on Barkley's
court. There's 10 question marks. Yeah. This guy needs this answer.
Oh, dude, he needs this answer. Twice. Come on, please. Yeah, he's going to get 2 touchdowns.
Man, please don't bet on my advice. So he hit a remote down the...
Just reading about it, he's had 344 yards in the playoffs and 5 TDs. That's the most by any player in the postseason in the next-gen stats era.
Boom, shock-a-lock. Okay, number 5, Chiefs win the Super Bowl by stuffing the tush push. Speaking of Chris Jones, there's a huge fourth down. If he has a couple of sacks, maybe a forced fumble, then he steps up.
Yeah.
And you know, is in the backfield somehow stopping the tush push. That could do it.
Yeah, a walk-off goal line stand.
That'd be so epic.
Something like that.
Oh, I'd love that.
I'm not betting on... I think in order to beat the Eagles, you have to assume their tush pushes are going to work and you're going to figure out a way to beat them.
I think Kansas City stopped 4 of 6 quarterback sneaks in the playoffs this time around. I think that's a stat we look at. That they're one of the teams that actually, you know, I know Buffalo had their opportunities to try, but yeah, I think they're 4 out of 6 on stopping fourth down quarterback sneaks.
Incredible.
Looks like Barkley's over under for the game yardage wise is anywhere from 112.5 to 115.5.
Over.
Yeah, I'd take the over on that too.
6'8", 2. We might have a new champ here, guys. Driving a T post with a sledgehammer, tiny piece of metal broke off, went through my jeans, slightly penetrating my right cojone.
How do you define slight penetration there?
I don't know.
Like a grazing?
A sliver of it.
Hopefully that's just a flesh wound.
Maybe just a soak.
I was in the military in Somalia doing front gate security. My Overwatch was changing the barrel of a 60 cal. Mm-hmm. Forgot to move the ammunition. Shot a 3-round burst, skipping over my feet. Oh, that's a close call right there.
Make you damn.
I almost got hit by a spear gun one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Spear gun?
Fishing? Spear gun fishing,
We had a blowgun situation earlier. Now we have a spear gun.
Yeah, fishing guy. Spear gun went off and went across my stomach. It didn't go. It went just across. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a close call right there.
Didn't actually get
that would have been fatal.
Yeah, it would have gone into me. Yeah, I probably would have died.
Yeah, maybe. No doubt. Yeah. Long way from the hospital at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, last one. 682. During a roofing job, nail gun wouldn't work all day. I moved up to the ridge to sit down. The nail gun hit my knee.
There you go.
And that's when it worked, putting a nail into my knee.
There you go.
That's awful.
I'm telling you, man, the nail gun is a terrifying thing.
Mm.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's a stay away from me.
It looks amazing. Like, you're like, wow, everybody needs to get some efficient compressed air around the house here.
Yeah. Luce just did the sound effects for you. Yeah. And that's, it's very efficient.
It'd be nice if your HOA provided just a guy that could handle that.
Yeah.
You know, was always just sort of on call, ready for that moment.
Great power comes great responsibility. That's the man for the job right there. We need the designated nail gun guy. NFL news of the day coming up. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Should we rename the Lombardi Trophy? And who would you be rooting for in the Super Bowl if you were this guy? That's next.